is the power of synergy. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? Well, it's what we create when we come together with other people. As individuals, humans are very powerful entities. We have the capacity to be amazing things. Yeah, we can do some pretty impressive stuff, but it's the source of what we do, who we truly are, that makes us successful. We can create things in the world. We can create things short term, long term for ourselves, for the people around us. But yeah, even physics, for every action, there is a reaction. And we as people have needs. We need each other. We know that alone, yeah, let's say for quantifying value, on a scale of 1 to 5, someone could be a 3, someone else could be a 5. But when we come together, we don't add up to 8. We don't even multiply 3 times 5. We are 3 to the 5th power. That's not 8. That's not 15. That's 243. So what are you in a relationship? What do you bring to the relationship? Are you the base or are you the power? There is no neutral energy. You are going to bring something to that dynamic, to that coming together. When we have synergy, we have power. Well, maybe you've never really thought of it that way. But when you think of it in the terms of what you're going to create with the people in your life, do you appreciate the choices that you make, the power, the capacity that you have to be exponential to the people that you're with? Sometimes we don't even think that we should care. Because you know what? I may not ever see this person ever again, or I really don't care personally about this individual. But when you know that you have the power, you can make things happen. You can be things that will affect the people that you're not even directly interacting with. They could be observing you from a distance. They could be listening to what you're saying. They could be studying you, trying to get to know you better, because who do we even know anymore? The world that we live in actually makes it harder for us to get to know people. Today, we're going to be talking about the art of synergy, not just the power. I like to make acronyms for people, my clients, my friends, my relatives. It's just a fun thing to do because it helps people remember more, more easily, more accurately. So I like to create ART as the acronym for really how we can make synergy something beautiful. A is about appreciation. R is about respect. And T, that means trust. When we have appreciation and respect and trust for and with the people in our lives, we truly do become more beautiful, either as the base of what they build on or as the power that we are going to manifest to the people that we're with, for the people that we're around, and even in our own lives. When you understand that kind of freedom and you appreciate what it involves, when you see it kind of from that perspective, then you think, you know what, maybe it's worth taking the time and putting forth the effort to manifest something in my life and in the lives of the people around me. Well, unfortunately, now the world that we live in, because of recent illnesses that have become more pervasive, but quite frankly, permanent. They're not going to go away. They're not going to be eliminated. They're something that we have to accept as part of our lives. But what has happened to the people who have either had that particular illness or that have been around other people who have? Well, two different things. One is they've become detached, and another is they've become disconnected. And unfortunately, a lot of that has to do with the technology that now has pretty much become the crutch, for lack of a better word. It's what we have become completely and totally dependent on in order to have a relationship with someone. You don't even have to be with them anymore. And you think you have a relationship. That's not true. Being disconnected and detached are very toxic to the people that you want most to have a relationship with. But what's the difference between disconnected and detached? Well, the truth is, disconnected is what we are from ourselves. We do not have that internal harmony, that strength, because we've taken away our connections to our thoughts and our feelings. And they're not really going to go away. We just ignore them, or we stifle them, we inhibit them. Those are all very bad things, because our thoughts and our feelings are the source of what we are going to do and have and be with other people in our lives. They care very much about that. It doesn't matter what we say. A lot of people in the world now, a very common expression is, "It's not my problem. I don't care." Yeah, we do care, but it's easier to convince ourselves that we don't care when we are disconnected. Okay, so let's say we're disconnected from ourselves. Well, then we become detached from other people. We don't even have the relationships, that connection with other people, even on a basic level. When we're talking about being in a public place, standing in line at a grocery store, sitting on a bus in the city, walking down the street, standing on a corner waiting for the walk sign, being in a car in front or behind someone, they let us in. Well, saying thank you. We're not as likely to do that if we feel detached from them as people. We're not vested in them personally. And that's very unfortunate, because they are important to us and we are important to them. Do you believe that? Have you ever thought about whether you believe that about yourself and about other people? Today, when we're talking about all of the different things that are involved in appreciation and respect and trust, ask yourself, what is the most important thing for you personally? Because each of those elements are vital, but they're vital in different ways and for different reasons. And one of the things we're going to be talking about first is appreciation in personalities, are different, a variety, right, of personalities. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. If you want to grab pen and paper, feel free to do so, because I'm going to go a lot of information today. And if you want to remember it all, you may need to go replay in the archives. But as you listen, you might come up with questions too. So we are going to open up the lines to anybody who wants to ask me something more pointed that I kind of brushed over in generalities. We're going to take our first break. My name is Gabrielle Cardona, and this is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. If you have questions or even want to make comments about what I'm saying, I'm going to be going over a lot of information today. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is the art of synergy. And I use ART as the acronym, ART. The first element is appreciation. Now, what value do you place on people in general? The definition of appreciation is acknowledging the value of something. Do you really appreciate people as individual elements of relationships? You know what? When you have different people going around you, doing different things around you may not be directly interacting with them. So you might not take the time to think about them, but stop for a minute. A couple of things, especially with the different businesses that I've been working with, they kind of hire and fire people when they have I only need them for a few days. It actually has created an attitude in people of, well, it's not my problem. I don't have any long-term investment, so I don't really have any, I don't place, right, any value, so I don't have any appreciation for anything past what is directly affecting me. And that is the basis for a lot of toxicity when we're doing things like delivery drivers. They come, and now, even when I deliver food sometimes with my husband for fun, They say, leave it at the door. They don't even want to open the door anymore. They don't want to have that personal interaction. I want to share an experience when I was delivering food in kind of a nice area in Seattle, the greater Seattle area. You've got some pretty good neighborhoods. I left a food package kind of at a place. He didn't specify in the instructions, just said, leave at the door. I thought, okay, now there's a door, the floor, the ground, it's not real clean. I'm going to go ahead and leave it on a chair. Well, there was a chair to the right and a bench to the left, and I thought, okay, they're not really great places either. And then a man was walking by behind me with a dog, and I thought, okay, first of all, I'm not leaving this food. It smells really good. So this person goes by, and then I thought, well, they're not really going by too fast. So I just had to make a snap decision. I had to make a real quick judgment call. Do I leave this here or there? And you know what? It kind of looked better in this place because it blended in and it was safely off the ground. But yeah, I think this is a pretty clean place for me to put the food. I put the food down and yeah, felt good about that. And so I took a picture of it. You have to take a picture because you have to have proof that you did it. And as I did, and I wrote a little note, enjoy your food, I came down the stairs. The man with the dog was still standing there. And I was like, hi, how you doing? I kind of wanted to stay there and almost be congenial, right? Just to kind of buy some time for him to ixnay on the dog, right? Well, he grinned at me and he said, you made an excellent choice. And he walked up the stairs and I said, you live here? And he said, yeah, I was watching you to see the kind of job you'd do. And I said, oh, so you like what I did? I'm so glad. I was a little worried about, yeah. And he said, thank you very much. I appreciate your genuine interest. I thought, wow, he appreciated me. That's even better than a tip. Well, later on that night, I looked, it was, I think it was like a $16 delivery, right? They give you, he gave me a $30 tip because he appreciated the effort that I made because it was genuinely sincere effort. Well, appreciation, just the fact that he liked it for me, that was enough appreciation. Well, yeah, the $30 tip was nice too. It was just icing on the cake. How much do people appreciate genuine effort anymore? How much are they willing to exert, extend that effort, that extra work to do a good job? Well, then taking time to think about it and really say, yeah, this is something that's important in life, not just my life, but my life. Yeah, life in general, everybody's life, because again, we do affect other people. That's what the synergy is. When we come together, we create something good with each other. When you know people and you understand their personality, that makes it a little bit more easy. It makes it more natural for us. So, real quickly, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I'm going to cover the four dichotomies of personality. And by the way, there is going to be a week out of the month in my show that's just going to be strictly for personality information. Okay, so when I talk about the four dichotomies, that's the Myers-Briggs. The first one is about your social energy. You're either an introvert or an extrovert. Both are good. Okay, let's just establish that. An introvert is someone who gets their energy when they're alone. An extrovert is someone who gets their energy when around other people. Okay, so three questions that I ask people to determine whether you're one or the other. Number one, do you appreciate friendship as something intimate? An introvert would say, yeah, I like a lot of people, but only people that I call my friends are truly intimate, special relationships. An extrovert would say, hey, if I like you and you like me, we're friends. Second one is when you have a special event, a special meaningful thing going on in your life, how many people do you want there? Well, an introvert would only want the special people that they call friends. An extrovert would say, the more, the merrier. Okay, and then the third question is when you're having communication with someone, how much does it bother you when you're interrupted? And how much do you dislike having to yell and raise your voice in order to be heard because there's background noise going? You know what? An extrovert wouldn't have any problem with that. They just keep talking. And if they need to, they'll talk louder. And introvert would say, no, I'm going to go ahead and stop. And as soon as I can have the peace and quiet and the listening ears, then I'll keep going. Second one is whether you're sensory or intuitive. Sensors are about stimulation. Intuitives are about thoughts and feelings. Sensors want to have a whole lot of awareness of everything going on around them. They like to have those even unpleasant experiences. Yeah, they want to have the experience. An intuitive would say, no, I can imagine what it would be. And Sometimes I'm living it out. So no, I'm really not into that. I'll go ahead and pass on that one. And the other thing I say about intuitives and sensors is, are you thinking more about the here and now, or are you thinking about the future? An intuitive can hypothesize and speculate and guesstimate, and but a sensor would say, I can't know what I'm doing next week until next week happens. Okay, and the third letter is, how do you make decisions? Are you a thinker or a feeler? Thinker does not mean smart. There are a lot of very stupid thinkers out there. And feeler does not mean emotional. There are a lot of thinkers who are just as emotional as feelers. Thinkers make their decisions based on facts, logical, rational information. Feelers make their decisions based on their sensitivity and awareness of other people's feelings and emotional needs. One of the things I ask people is, if you're a thinker, how hard is it for you to give bad news to people? Well, thinkers say that's just life. Life is tough. A feeler would say, I would hate to make other people upset. Even if it was something they had to know, I would find the best way to tell it to them and be very empathetic and supportive when I do. Okay, a thinker would say, I want to make decisions in my life based on what makes the most sense. A feeler would say, making people happy makes sense. And a thinker would say, I really don't have any problem saying no, because I know that saying no will have a good result somehow, somewhere. A feeler would say, no, I can't. It's very, very important for me to take care of other people. And when I give to them and I say yes, even if it's hard on me, I'll take care of myself later. Other people are just as important as I am. And then the last part of your personality is, how do you carry out the decisions that you make? You're either a perceiver or a judger. A perceiver is someone who's spontaneous and flexible and very laid back in the way that they do things. A judger is someone who's structured and consistent and very disciplined and planned. Okay, well, you know what? A couple questions I ask people. Are you more excited at the beginning of a project or the end? Well, you know what? A perceiver gets a lot of energy and they kind of burn out. A judger is someone who can get some momentum, and as they get closer and closer to the end, they're more excited about finishing. Okay, well, how about time? If your appointment's at 3 o'clock, would you rather be 4 minutes late or 56 minutes early? A perceiver says, yeah, I'm okay being 4 minutes late. It's probably not going to start anything important. A judger would say, I can't be late. It really, really upsets me. Just, I'd rather be 55 minutes early than 5 minutes late. Yeah, okay. And so then last one is, when it comes to rules, how important is it for you to stick to the rules and adhere to the rules? Well, a judger would say that's what they're there for. They're not negotiable. A perceiver would say, well, it's a fluid concept. We'll see. We'll kind of go with the flow. Everybody has preferences. Know who you're with. That's the beautiful art of appreciation. That's the first element in the beauty, the art of synergy. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about respect. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today we're talking about the art of synergy, the relationship, what we create with someone when we come together to create something more powerful than what we are when we're apart. The first letter was A. That's about appreciation. The second letter is R. That's about respect. What is respect? Do we even know that anymore? Do we have that anymore? What is respect to you personally? Do you know? Do you ever feel respected by people? Because we say that's disrespectful all the time. Look, and you know what? And we know that a large part of the time, the things that we say and do, they're not very considerate. They're disrespectful. But have you ever thought about how you define that? as a quality, as an element, as a feeling? Is it a feeling or is it a behavior? You know what? You ask five different people, you're going to get five different answers. That's part of the problem. We don't have a collective, agreed upon definition, understanding of not only what the word means, but how it is displayed, how it is displayed by other people, by us. When, how? You know what? My husband, he's very, very Mexican. I'm very, very not. We spent probably the first 3 years of our marriage arguing just about respect, because where he comes from, it's a very established social dynamic. Where I come from, no, it's actually how you think and how you feel. So I did get the definition. Okay, there are two different definitions. One is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Wow, deep admiration for someone based on what they do, what they have done. Okay, yeah. But then the second definition is due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of someone. Okay, so respect is acknowledgement of certain things that, yeah, we do all have the right to. As people, those are the traditions, those are the feelings, those are the wishes. There is a certain amount of consideration that people have the right to. But when we're talking about a profound feeling of admiration or regard for something that they are or have done, and we say, wow, I'm going to give you more than the basics, more than what, yeah, there are certain things that people have a right to just as humans. We need to be nice to each other and we need to care about how they are treated. Okay, but sometimes when we think it comes with the territory, one of the biggest disagreements that I have with my husband is, okay, well, respect your elders. I know that as elders, they have been on the earth longer than the young people. So yes, they have earned certain consideration. They have a right to consideration in that they have gone through things. Yeah, they've actually experienced things and they have learned things. They've become better people as a result of those experiences. So yes, acknowledgement of what they have done just in their own personal life. Definitely, I think that they can merit. Okay, and ask for extra consideration, not only in the way that we treat them, but in the way that we genuinely think of them or feel about them. But when I think about parents, no, I don't think that parents inherently deserve respect, because anyone can have a child. Just because you've gotten pregnant, just because you've gotten someone pregnant, doesn't mean you've actually done anything. In fact, over time, since probably the 60s, 70s, the sexual revolution, it's become less and less honorable to have a child. It's even become something shameful. So my mother-in-law and my mother, my women in my neighborhood, they weren't necessarily respectable in the things that they did. I did display a certain amount of acknowledgement for the position that they had, but I did not feel genuinely admiring of them. I didn't have that admiration for a lot of the things that they did. So when I had that respect for them, it was just an acknowledgement of the position to a certain degree. But when they were doing things and saying things and being things, it was shameful. I never faked it. My husband comes from a place where, you know what? It doesn't matter if you feel it or if you don't, you still act that way. But again, I think that's very disrespectful because it's dishonest. So when you are telling someone, yes, I'm going to acknowledge and appreciate, right, in the form of giving you consideration, very, very thoughtful consideration in the way that I treat you, because admiration is how you feel, respect is how you behave. And yeah, I'm going to get to know you to find out what those things are about you that might be impressive and very, very respectable, something that I would admire in your ability, in your accomplishments, in your character, who you are. Yeah, what you do is important, but even more important than what you do is who you are. That's how you think and how you feel. Again, in a relationship, to have that respect for someone else, you have to get to know them. How much do you really get to know people? Do you want them to get to know you? And do you want to do the work to create that fortification of the connection that we have when we meet someone? When we first meet a person and we say, okay, I'm getting to know you a little bit better. Well, you can't really respect someone in the way of appreciating that about them, the things that they have done, the things that they are, until you get to know them. Yeah, you have an appreciation for different things. What do you personally appreciate? What do you respect? Well, are you doing and being those things first? That's going to be something we go into a little bit later in the show. But what are the things that you would like people to respect about you? That's a great way to determine whether you are able to respect others. And most importantly, what you would respect them for. Take an inventory based on your personality. There are going to be good things about all of the different letters in the personalities, but what things are impressive about you? Do you know? And when you have those things going on in your life and you say, yeah, these different letters of different personality types are all very, very valuable and they're all very impressive for different reasons in different ways. That's going to be nice when you look at yourself and you look at others and you can compare even the differences and say, wow, you know what? One of the things that I've never been able to do well, but I would love to be able to do well, this person can do it effortlessly. And every time they do it, yeah, they do it really well. And they're willing to do it. Different things that you might not have even thought to appreciate about someone before. When you stop and take the time to go into that. Yeah, you know what? I do like that. And it doesn't just come with the territory of their job, their position, their title. It really does take that effort. And that, again, is the basis of synergy. Effort, when you take the time and you do the work, you have earned the respect. And when you behave in a certain way, class, you have that high standard for yourself. Yeah, that means the relationship that you have with people is going to reflect what's inside of you. And the next thing we're going to be talking about is trust. Trust is really tough. That's probably even more difficult than appreciation and respect because it's about letting go. That's even harder and harder in the world that we live in. So when we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about trust. And again, if you have questions or comments, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today we're talking about the art of synergy and the elements that are really, very important when it comes to creating synergy with people. It's an art. The acronym is ART. That means appreciation and respect and trust. Well, okay, we've gone over appreciation and a little bit about respect, but what is trust and how easy is it? How hard is it? Could it be really that hard? Well, yeah, actually, because when we think about what trust is, it's involving surrender, giving someone else power over us. That is really hard. Well, a lot of people say, no, I don't really care. No one can hurt me. Because again, they're disconnected. And then by extension, they're detached. So yeah, giving someone power over you, it's tough. And especially the world that we live in, again, especially because of what's going on with this virus that's getting worse and worse. It's changing. I can't even think of the word in English now. It's evolving and it's becoming something different. Then yeah, if you got the immunization, you're still not immune. And we have that distance, and we say to people, I don't really know you and you don't really know me. Let's just go ahead and keep our distance from each other. We don't even get to see our faces anymore. How in the world are you supposed to build a rapport, a trust that you can surrender, you can give someone power over you? But that's what's involved in a true relationship, in an intimate relationship, a personal relationship. What's personal anymore? Well, then it's become extreme. We have social media and we have technology that has now made too much information the norm. That's not really a good thing. We have to have a certain amount of privacy, a certain amount of personal. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us distinct. What's different? Well, you know what? When we give people a lot of information, a lot of knowledge about us. Knowledge is power. That's giving them power to access different places inside of us, our thoughts and our feelings, things that are going to be the most important to us. When people know those things about us, we're basically leaving ourselves open, saying, okay, now it's your choice to do what you want with this information about me. How much do people know about you, really, truly? And most importantly, how much do they accurately know about you? Unfortunately, because of technology, because of the media, because of the things that we do now just socially with other people, we're not with other people. We don't really have to be accountable to them in the same way that we would if we were face to face, if we were in the same, excuse me, the same room with them. But how much of your personal experience with other people has spilled over into your trust of who you're with now? Do you know? Do you tell people that? Is it hard for them to see the real you just in general because you have trust issues? Well, you know what? Sometimes it's because of what's happened to you in your life. You may have had a bad experience that you haven't really worked through. But now, even the professionals in our lives are hard to trust. They don't necessarily have our genuine best interest at heart. And so when they give us advice or suggestions, help, right? It could be in the form of a prescription, right? When you pull out their pen and paper and say, here, take these pills. How much of it do we genuinely trust as personal interest in our well-being? You know, when we go to a doctor, we're very vulnerable. They know everything about us. They know more about us than we know about ourselves. How much do you trust the person taking care of you? How much should you trust them? How much power should we give to the people in our lives? And how much should we want and ask for that power over them? Because you know what? Power comes with responsibility. It comes with accountability. Yeah, vulnerability and letting go, being able to say, okay, I'm absolutely going to let you 100% know the accurate information. Sometimes just because, we're on social media, I'll not really lie flat out. I'll just kind of expand or modify or make it sound better, but it's not really a lie. But what is trust? Trust is being able to say, I'm surrendering to you because I know that you're not going to hurt me. When you have knowledge of me, you have power over me, and I'm going to let you have the opportunity and the freedom to potentially hurt me. Well, sometimes it's just a matter of I'm going to hurt you before you hurt me. Well, that right there, that's going to impede the development of a relationship. That's actually going to create toxic synergy. When you do come together with someone, there is that suspicion. There is almost like a paranoia. Paranoia is now something that's very commonplace. It's simply an inevitable when it comes to relationships, new relationships, trying to connect with people that you've just met that you don't really know. Even if you haven't just met them, you may have known them for an extended period of time. How much do you truly know them? That's another thing that my husband and I have always kind of gone back and forth about. When someone says in my Spanish congregation, "Hey, how are you doing?" They don't really want to know how I'm doing. That's an expression. The answer is, "Very well, thank you. How are you?" Well, you know what? Actually, sometimes people do want to know. They actually are interested in how you're feeling and how you are at the time that they ask you. That's another really good thing to know about the person that you're with. What is their culture? What is their personality? Those two things coming together, that will help you trust them more because you know more about them. And again, how much information is too much information? You know what? You're only going to know when you ask. And that's the other thing. When you ask, do you really want to know? Have that understanding of the human variable, the different factors of different people. You know, if you've had experiences where people have hurt you, get back to your true nature and say, how much of my personal experiences are now compromising my ability to trust other people? Yeah, there might be some professional help that I can get, but always remember that it needs to be in the context of your true nature, your individual nature. The exact same experience can affect three different people in three very different ways. So no matter when you go, where you go to get help, keep it in the context of your true nature. That will help you remain authentic. And that's the key to being able to trust, create relationships where people trust you and you trust them. When you are being more honest with people, you will trust that they are going to be honest with you because your emotional energy changes. It becomes more positive and more upbuilding, more supportive, because you can say to people, I'm being honest with you, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Yeah, that's a very important thing to relationships. And when you can feel that I'm being sincere, you will give me that same consideration, that same trust that I'm giving you. People love it when you do that. And when you give them credit, you can say, you know what? You don't even have to prove yourself to me. I'm going to take that first step. That's the appreciation and the respect that you give people before they have earned it and proven themselves to you. That is the groundwork. It is the foundation for the trust that everything that you say and do and are with that person, the lifetime that you know them, even if you only see them two or three more times over the next 20 or 30 years, that will be what your relationship is built on. Everything that happens between you will be based on genuine trust that creates the vulnerability, mutual vulnerability, that will always be the most beautiful part of the art that synergy can create. We're going to take one last break. We're going to go ahead and talk about another topic, very, very practical topic when we come back. But again, if you have any questions or comments, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardone. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardone. And again, one last time, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, we're talking about the art of synergy today, the appreciation and the respect and the trust that needs to happen in human relationships. We're not animals. We have a very different need for connection, and our connection need is based on a lot of factors, other factors, individual factors. Honestly, the most important one to always remember, to always take into consideration, is our personality. Yeah, our experiences modify what we manifest, how we behave, but our true nature is a foundation that that's all built on. How we respond to our experiences, it's going to be based on our personality, our nature, our disposition, yeah, our dichotomies, the letters that make up, but more importantly, our functional order. And for the show, there are going to be shows where we talk strictly about personality information, those details. But for now, when we're talking about the art of synergy, honestly, think about it in terms of technology. How artistic can you get with a computer? You really can't, because it's not personal, it's not individual, and it doesn't allow for imperfection and expression. One of the things I tell people is, technology has completely undermined relationships for a couple of different reasons. First of all, because technology handicaps what we say. And we don't necessarily think about this, but yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on in our mind. Communication is conveying what's in our thoughts and our feelings into another person. That is tough. Communication is accurately conveying our thoughts and our feelings. Well, think about it in terms of how much is actually going on in your head and your body and your heart. And you're saying, okay, first of all, I need to choose which of these things are the most important for me to convey. Okay. And then, just as important, how can the person that I'm with truly best understand this? Now, when we're thinking about just the words of how many words per minute, our mind goes, it's about 200 words per minute, because we don't think in words, we think in complete thoughts. Putting our thoughts into words, 200 words a minute. We speak at about 150. We can talk a little bit faster than that. Okay, but we're able to hear about 120, 100 to 120. So we're missing, first of all, 200 to 150 to 120. Okay, and so as we're reading, a good reader can do about 60 to 80 words a minute. If we're typing real well, we can do 40 words a minute. When we're texting, maybe 20 words a minute. Do you understand? If we're thinking at a rate of the equivalency of 200 words a minute and we're texting 20, that's 90% of what we're saying isn't being said. We think we're saying it. We think we're conveying it. We don't really have that luxury, I guess you could say, of being able to just choose, pick and choose, which words we want to say. We have to put the priority on the other person, the listener, the reader. Yeah, we really need to make sure that we are conveying the most important things to them. That means you need to master the art of understanding the personality of someone that you're with. Wow, that is tough. When we're having things, even like the human factor, things that are completely gone. Sense stress and modulation, intonation, inflection. I'll give you an example. Something I always like to tell people as an example is two words. Would you? Okay, so if I'm emailing, no, actually I'm text messaging. I'm text messaging my husband, and I say, would you? Those are two words. They're not very important words. Well, yeah, they are. I'm going to say, would you, four different ways, and it can convey completely different messages. Number one, okay, let's say, would you? That conveys, I wouldn't. And quite frankly, I don't believe you. Whatever it is, would you? Then there's, would you? That's, well, and if you would, I think you're a completely stupid person. That's my way of justifying not doing it. Okay, and then there's, would you? Of, I really would like it if you did, but I'm scared to ask. And if you did, I would be extremely grateful. Yeah, would you? And there's, would you? That's code for God, I hope not. Please don't. No. Would you? No, of course not, because doing it is just a dumb idea. You know what? That's code for I'm in a really bad mood and you need to take a step back because pretty much everything I say is going to be negative. Okay. Yeah. Intonation, inflection, sense, stress, modulation. But you know what? When it comes down to it, people remember quality over quantity. Okay, so even if you don't have an hour and a half to 2 hours, if you say to someone, I can only be with you, really truly be with you, high quality for about 10 minutes, they would rather have 10 very, very beautiful, high quality minutes with you than, you know what? A dime a dozen, yeah, 2 hours of yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever. That's what technology is. It really is it's good enough. It's good enough. No, if you said to someone, I need to take care of myself for 50 minutes, I'm going to do things with my body and my thoughts and my feelings to create myself as a high quality entity so that what I'm doing is absolutely the best of what I have to offer you, not only in what I do and say, but what I am, how I think, and how I feel. Are people willing to make sacrifices for you if they know that it's going to be worth it in the end? Yeah, everything we do now in our life is supersized. Well, yeah, but everything that we get is really low quality. Effort, sincere effort is appreciated, even if you are not impressive on paper as you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. That's, well, it's in the eye of the beholder. If people see that you genuinely are trying not only to do and be really high quality things, but take care of yourself as a gift to them, they are grateful. They really do know that your effort is an expression of your interest in them. Because we have less and less of that now, right? You know that because technology and social distancing and just rush, everybody is in a rush to get more and more and more and do more and more and more. Would we really be hurt if we just said to certain things, no, you know what? I'm not going to go ahead. I'm not going to be worried about having so many things, doing so many things, because it's more important for me to do less things in a better way, in a higher quality state. Because when I am in a higher quality state, the things that I create, the things that I give, the things that I share, and the things that I am with, for, around people is going to make their life exponentially better. If they are a four, yeah, we're not eight, we're not even 16. For the fourth power, that's more than 600. Yeah, that's something that we can do as people, as gifts to each other. When we have that time, we have that energy with, to, for, and around each other, because we are high quality individuals, that's going to make the world a better place. The synergy that we create with, to, for, and around people, it's definitely a beautiful gift. It is an art. And when we master the different skills, the appreciation, the respect, and the trust, the art that we create with people, for people, around people, that makes the world a better place because everything that we do that are not directly people involved are still going to be performed at a higher quality level. And yeah, you know what? We were fine without technology before it came around. How hard would it be to get together with someone and spend time with them? Now people are taking their masks off. Places are saying masks are optional. Take your mask off. Even if you have to stay a social distance from someone, let them see your face. Let them hear your voice. When they can trust you because they can see that you are personally vested in them, yeah, that's something that is invaluable not only to them, but to you. And again, in summary, I always tell people there is no neutral energy. If you are not positive, you are negative. Well, when people say, I don't care, no, I'm indifferent. You know what? Indifference is negative. Because if you're not creating something positive, you are by default creating something negative, or that indifference is stopping positive. Have you ever thought of it that way? Have you ever realized that if you are not creating positive, you are either creating negative or you are stopping more positive from being creative? Because people are very turned off by indifference. What do you create in a relationship with people when you come together with them? There are no accidents. You have to be aware. If you're not aware and what you're doing is on autopilot, well, you know, it's not really something that will accidentally succeed because of the variety of personalities, because of the variety of backgrounds and cultures and personal histories. Yeah, you need to think about what's important to them. You got to get to know them. You've got to take the time to get to know them and tell them, yeah, everything that you do does affect me, even if not directly, by extension. And so when you're happy because of who I am, that improves the quality of my life. That's showing appreciation for them. And it's also creating trust that's based on mutual and sincere respect. That's due recognition, acknowledgement of not only who they are and what they do, but what they deserve as a person right out the door, right from the beginning. Do you know that your relationships in your life affect other people? And that's a lot of responsibility. Responsibility comes with accountability. Who are you accountable to? Do you believe in a higher power? Well, some people give it a name, they call it God. Some people just say it's nature. Nature is a very powerful force. Yeah, whether nature has a mind of its own or it's set up in a structured way, yeah, it's pretty hard to deny that there are consistent patterns in the animal world, in the plant world, but even more in the human world, because we have power to do things in a beautiful, artistic way or a destructive and hurtful way. So when you think about what you create with other people in the synergy, decide if you're going to be the base or the power, that you are going to be what people build on or what you augment to intensify to manifest in the world. The show has changed times. Before it was on Saturday, now it's on Thursday. So go ahead and spread the word. I think I just might be getting a new viewer base here. And so again, if you have any questions, you can go ahead and email powerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com, or the number of the station again, one last time, is 888-627-6008. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. Thanks for watching The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio.